speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Is kissing sinful? I want to stop there and say, I hope not all the way across the board. Is kissing sinful? Is it sinful for couples to kiss before they enter into marriage? What do you think? I think that this might be a loaded question to begin with. Kissing was common with the Christians in the first century. Why do we read that brothers and sisters in Christ kissed one another? To begin with, how did they kiss one another? On the cheek, I believe, would have been typical. Greet one another with a holy kiss. We read in the book of Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 20, 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 12, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 26, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 14. There's emphasis given here in regard to the type of kiss it is. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Why did they kiss each other? It was a sign of greeting. It was a time of fellowship and of mutual affection for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. I remember when I met an individual. You've heard me speak of this person before, Russ DiGiorgio. Russ is an Italian, has that in his roots. And shortly after I met Russ, he kissed me on the cheek. And I thought maybe it was a brotherly love type thing. Well, it's not. It was an Italian type thing. And in that, though, that's all that he meant, is that he was greeting me, he was extending fellowship, and expressing an affection towards the individual. And that's what we find in regard to the first century. Tonight I say that kissing is a blessing and it may also be a curse. There's nothing wrong when spouses engage in kissing. Husbands and wives are given God's blessing of approval for, I believe, not only kissing, but for all that kissing can lead to in the relationship from a sexual standpoint. God has created us as sexual human beings, and hence, that part of the relationship also entails the kiss. There are obvious dangers associated with kissing for those who are not married. To begin with, what are both couples thinking about whenever they are kissing? Kissing can lead, and oftentimes does lead, to thoughts that are not wholesome. And we are taught as Christians that we need to keep our thoughts pure in the sight of God. And therefore, the parties need to think about. If I'm kissing my boyfriend, if I'm kissing my fiance, such, what am I thinking? Am I keeping my thoughts pure? But also, are they keeping their thoughts pure? We might be able to control our thoughts, but still at the same time, we're not always able to control the thoughts of others. I believe that there's nothing major, if you would, I believe that there's nothing intrinsically wrong with, I guess would be the proper way to say it, a quick kiss versus a passionate kiss. I remember whenever Dawn and I first started dating, I'd went over to her house, I got ready to leave that night, and I didn't want to just shake her hand, so I gave her a quick peck on the lips. And left that night and thought, hey, she's a cute girl. Hope that someday, you know, maybe something will become of all this. I look back to that quick kiss, and certainly there's nothing wrong with it. But what we find in the world today is that people aren't just satisfied with that quick kiss. They want a more passionate kiss that leads to other things. Kissing, hugging, holding hands even, and dancing can lead to sinful actions. While there's nothing, I believe, wrong within the kiss itself, it's what it can and oftentimes does lead to. And therefore, I do appreciate this question very much. We've got to be very careful if we're not married and we would engage in kissing, that we will not allow ourselves to go into sin, or will we lead others into committing sin as well.